Hello, and welcome to Episode 3 of Small Screen Justice, a podcast about superhero TV. I'm Dan.
And I'm Nari, and today we're discussing the superhero TV for the week of October 6, 2014.
Yeah, so now we have so many shows that we had to just say that instead of saying all the different episode names.
Yeah, it would take really long. But I'm hoping that you know what this podcast is about, so we have to keep on reminding you.
Yeah, so this is a really exciting week for the podcast and for Superhero TV because now we have Arrow and Flash and things are going crazy. So many shows to talk about.
I know! I'm so excited.
So first thing I just want to mention is the continuing saga of trying to get...
It's our own superhero show. Dan, the superhero, sends me a set, pair of headset. No, not a pair, but a single headset to try to fix the problem.
Yeah, okay, I mean, every week we're trying to get Nari's audio to just be a little bit better, and hopefully this week we're at a level where it's good. Who knows, though, we'll find out. Alright, but just in case you're new, format of our show is we're going to do some quick news bits about Superhero TV News of the Week, and then check in with the four different shows, pros and cons. We're going to focus more on Arrow and Flash this week, but we'll say a little bit about Gotham and S.H.I.E.L.D. So first off, we have too much news this week, too many shows, so we just picked a few things to mention. The first thing I wanted to mention was a show that has been in development, that actually production, they're actually filming it and everything, that we forgot to mention a few episodes back when we listed all the things that are out there. So one show that's coming is called Powers, and this is based on a graphic novel about two cops that deal with cases involving superheroes and supervillains. I have the graphic novel. I have not read it yet.
I've never even heard of this.
Yeah, it's a side thing, but it's a weird thing because A, it's a pretty unknown property unless you're like a big comic fan. And then the other thing that's weird about it is that it's coming to PlayStation Network. So it's the first TV show that's going to be like a big deal on PlayStation. So
that's really weird.
Yeah. That's a big deal.
Apparently, they must be really confident or it's going to be a stupid show.
Yeah, I mean, I've heard very good things about the graphic novel, and it's also by the same person who did Jessica Jones, which is coming to Netflix. So it'll probably be good. We'll see how it goes. But the big news is that they're revealing a trailer, I think a couple days, like 2 days from now. So we'll have that trailer in a few days, and we'll talk about it next week, I'm sure, see what we think.
Awesome.
Yeah. Do you want to talk about the Flash ratings?
Sure. So Flash did really awesome. Got really awesome ratings and a lot of viewers. And they actually beat the highest premiere ever on CW, which was Vampire Diaries in 2009.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty good for
a
pilot.
Even beat Arrow's pilot. You know, I think they had some really great marketing going into this.
Oh, yeah. No, this show had a lot of marketing.
Yeah.
I don't even have cable anymore, and I was still hearing about it everywhere.
It's interesting because I feel like with S.H.I.E.L.D. and with Arrow, when they premiered, it was kind of like the comic people knew it was happening, but not every, like, I feel like when I'm talking to, like, my average friends now, they know about Gotham, they know about Flash, and they're excited, and I think that the marketing definitely worked on these two. And we'll see. I mean, I think I'll be surprised if Flash doesn't hold up that well because I think it's a really fun pilot. So I feel like a lot of people will come back next week. We'll see how the ratings go next week. But
yeah, no, it'll be interesting this year, I think. Yeah. It'll be good.
Which also then leads into our next piece of news, which is the talk of a possible third CW superhero show.
I wonder what it'll be.
Yeah, so basically, kind of because the ratings are so good, probably, they're talking about, oh, we're mulling over new ideas, probably in the same universe as Arrow and Flash. My pitch was for a Diggle spinoff where he runs the Suicide Squad.
Because weren't they talking about doing a possible Suicide Squad TV show or something?
Yeah, I mean, they had that. I mean, that episode that's called the Suicide Squad last year in Arrow felt like a potential pilot kind of idea.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it could work, and I like Diggle, and I think that Diggle would be better served on, you know, his own thing as opposed to just being a sidelined character on Arrow. I don't know who else, as far as, like, big DC people, who would you be interested in seeing?
So far, they're doing superheroes that aren't in the movies. So I don't know if they're going to continue that or they're going to do like maybe they'll have like a Wonder Woman movie and just have two different Wonder Woman, like a Wonder Woman for the movies and then one for the TV show.
Yeah, well, I mean, 'cause they are gonna do a Flash movie that is not Grant Gustin, so it's
So
totally
maybe, yeah.
possible. I'd be up for a Wonder Woman TV show. They were trying to do a show called Amazon on CW a few years back. Maybe that will come back. And that was Amazon was about Wonder Woman,
That would
so.
be interesting. I think it would be an interesting dynamic to see Arrow and Flash with a woman.
Yeah, and especially if they also had Supergirl connecting with that too, then they could have, two women and two men. That would be a cool little team.
Oh, that would be so cool.
Also, the women would be so much stronger than the
That would actually be really entertaining to watch.
Yeah. Next piece of news is mostly, it leads into a bigger discussion. So there's the whole idea Harvey Dent was cast for Gotham, and he's being played by Nicholas D'Agosto. And the big reason I wanted to talk about this is that he's like 35 or something, the actor, which means that, I mean, I'm sure they'll have him play a little bit younger, but he is way older than Bruce. And how much does
He's
that
more,
bother you?
Bruce more than double. He's like triple his
Yeah.
age. But no, but he looks kind of young. Like, I think
Yeah.
he kind of reminds me of Alexis Bledel still playing teenagers, but she's almost 30 years old.
Yeah. It's just that, I mean, he's supposed to be. Harvey Dent and Bruce Wayne are supposed to be friends. Like, not when they're kids, but, like, when they grow up, they're supposed to be friends. And it feels like, is he gonna be that much older? I mean, everybody's making the jokes about once Batman finally becomes Batman, everybody else is gonna be in the nursing home. Like. I mean, especially think about, like.
Catwoman and Poison
Yeah.
Ivy are kind of his
Yes.
age.
Those two are the ones that work the most for me. And the thing is, I don't really mind them going in a different direction and having Two-Face be a little older. It's just like, it's that fine line where it's like they're changing enough, but maybe not. I feel like they should either change less or more. You know what I mean? They should either go for broke and be like, we're just doing our own thing, or, if you're gonna try to be aiming for the comic thing, then aim for the comic thing.
Which character, I guess we're getting too into this, but
Yep.
which character really, or which characters really age-wise are kind of out of place beside for Harvey Dent? I mean,
Penguin seems a little bit too old, doesn't he?
no, but Penguin's supposed to be older than Batman.
Yeah, but okay, so how old do you think the Penguin is supposed to be in the show?
He looks like late 20s.
Yeah. So, I guess he's supposed to be like 15. I guess that works. It was
Okay,
mostly this Two-Face thing that was bothering me.
yeah, well, this one, yeah, but like,
Oh,
okay.
Riddler is kind of weird.
Oh, Riddler looks like he could be like 21, like 20. He would be
Yeah.
like 10 years older, which isn't.
Have they said how old Bruce is supposed to be on the
I think
show?
he's 12. Is he? No, he's not 12. He must be older.
I think the actor is 12, but I don't know how old the character is. But same
I'm
thing with
really hoping
Catwoman.
he's
I don't
like
know how old she's.
14 or 15.
Yeah. All right, but let's get into the meat of things.
The good stuff.
The Flash pilot. What are your thoughts?
I'm not even gonna lie, I saw the Flash pilot months ago for the first
Yep.
time when it was leaked, and I know you did too.
Yeah, I did. Twice.
Twice. Whoa, okay. I liked it.
Yeah.
I honestly liked it. Initial reaction was I thought, I mean, now maybe I'm wrong, I don't really remember, but I think I like this pilot more than the Arrow
I
pilot.
definitely did.
But that's also because we already got an introduction to the character and we kind of know about him a little bit already.
Yeah.
Maybe that's something to do with it, but it was also better done. Because, well, Arrow started out really cheesy, and
Yeah.
this one had its cheesy points, but it wasn't all cheese.
Arrow was like trying to be gritty, but was cheesy, whereas this is kind of embracing the cheesy to a degree. Like, it still is a little bit more cheesy than it probably wants to be, but it's like supposed to be fun, so you forgive the cheese a little bit more, I think.
True,
You know?
true.
It's like especially like you just look at the protagonists of both shows. I mean, the Grant Gustin as the Flash is just like so much more happy and fun-loving and charismatic. Well, he's not way more. I'm not saying he's more charismatic than Ollie is, but he's just a lot more happy, and so it's a lot more. It's easier to just be like, oh, he's just like me. I like him, kind of thing.
No, I agree.
I think Grant Gustin is one of the big pros that I have for this. I think that he's, very likable as a character. Did you like him on Arrow?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
I liked him on Arrow and I like him on Flash and I definitely see him as a pro too.
Yeah. Now, let me ask you, do you remember that he was on Glee?
What?
He was one of the evil warblers on Glee.
Wait, I
Yeah.
do remember now.
It was when I first heard the
Wait, was
casting,
he
I was like,
gay
yes, he
in
was.
Glee? Okay, I
He was
remember.
an evil gay singer on Glee.
I remember that. Oh, because he was hitting on Blaine, right?
Yep.
Oh my god, now I totally forgot
It's
about
so it took
that.
me a it took me a while to get over that, but now that I've seen the pilot a few times, I'm like, okay, I don't even think about that anymore. So another big pearl that I have for this episode is I thought the music was really fun. I think it had like a very old-fashioned superhero feel, and it really like brought me into the episode.
No, yeah, I love it, and I love the theme song.
Yep.
Music, definitely a pro.
Yeah. Also, so I thought, okay, so let's talk about Iris in general, because I have a pro here and a con for Iris.
Wait, who is Iris
Iris
again?
is the girl, well, the love interest that he's after.
Wait, he
Yeah.
has a couple of loving. Is he the one that's his friend or the
Yes.
non? Okay.
Yeah. So Iris, I thought her acting was good and she was likable, but her writing I felt was a bit much. It felt like it was kind of forced. Like she had all these lines about like twerking and was like, "You need to find a girlfriend," and like she just seemed very over. Like they were really trying to make her quirky, and it didn't really work for me.
Yeah, no, I agree.
But I mean, do you agree that do you think her acting was solid?
I think her acting was solid. I actually liked her chemistry with Flash,
Yeah, me too.
with the character. Sorry, Barry Allen, not now.
Yeah.
And I also like the fact that she's not a white character.
Yeah, no. I mean, also between her and her dad and the scientist guy, there's some good diversity here.
Yeah, no, I'm glad that there's some diversity because
Yeah.
Arrow only has one diverse person from a different
Well, the
ethnicity.
only one ongoing, really. Well, we had the stepdad in season one, but he
Yeah, that's
hasn't been
true.
around.
But they haven't done really well on this, whereas this one
Yeah.
already started out really strongly.
Yeah. No, I agree. And I'm trying to remember. I don't think Iris is black in the comics, but it's good. I mean, they made a daring move, and I don't think any. I haven't heard a lot of complaints about it, so that's good.
No, I agree.
So I wanted to talk about the supporting scientist. So I think his name's like Siskel Ramon, and she's Catelyn Snow, something like that.
Catelyn Snow, Catelyn Stark. Sorry.
Yeah, no, actually, that's really funny. Yeah, so what did you, I thought they were. I think they're very likable and
Are they
fun.
in the comics at all, or are they just
Okay,
made-up
so
characters?
I was gonna ask you. I have a lot of things I could spoil for you based on the comic books, because there are three different characters introduced in this pilot that I know become heroes and villains, and I could talk about that, but I didn't know if you wanted to be spoiled or not.
How about we say spoiler alert
Yep.
for actually, well, I don't know. Do our listeners want to hear this?
Let's. You could say if you don't want to hear it, skip ahead a minute, and we won't talk about it that long. All
Okay,
right.
fine.
All right. So the two supporting scientists, the guy becomes Vibe, who is a hero who will probably end up helping Flash. I don't know that much about him, but he vibrates and stuff. Catelyn Snow becomes Killer Frost, which is a villain,
Oh,
has ice powers, and
I'm
then
getting ice powers recently.
yeah, and then there's Eddie Thawne, who is the guy, the cop that is dating Iris. You remember the blonde guy? He becomes Professor Zoom, who is Flash's arch nemesis.
Oh, and that he's also trying to get his love interest. Totally. So, yeah.
So yeah, so there's a lot.
That guy was a villain in a Vampire Diaries. They killed him. Oh, spoiler alert for Dan and everybody else. I'm so sorry, but he was a villain and they killed him off, so they brought him here.
Interesting. I didn't. I was like, when was he in Vampire Diaries?
Sorry, you haven't seen the last season, that's
No.
why.
My mom watched this show with my dad, and he's like, "Why is his name Thawne? Why isn't it Thorn? I don't understand. What kind of name is Thawne?" And I was like,
Oh, your moms are the best.
"Yeah." Okay, then so there are some Easter eggs that I thought were cool little things there I have in the pro column. I don't know if you caught these.
Yeah, I did not, so please
Okay, so I will
explain.
enlighten you. So the first one is there is a when they're going through Star Labs after it's been sort of destroyed by the whole Atom Smasher thing, they're going through and there's like a broken cage or like an animal was in and it says Grodd on the nameplate. And this is a Easter egg for Gorilla Grodd, who is a villain of the Flash, who is basically a Planet of the Apes ape. He's like a super intelligent ape that wants ape domination.
Are they gonna do that in the show? That would be so funny.
I have no idea how they could do it and make it not terrible, but I love that character from the comics and TV shows and stuff, and he's really fun. So I would be for it if they could do it, but I don't know how
But
they'd
I'm
do
guessing they just kind of put that
it.
there so the comic book fans
Yeah.
like you can like it.
As which is also the second thing I'm gonna mention is another thing that I don't think I think it's just for fun. I don't think they're really gonna do anything with it, which is when they're doing the whole test thing with the with him running, they're at Ferris Air, and Ferris is the name of Green Lantern's girlfriend, and he Green Lantern flies Ferris Air. He has a pilot,
Oh.
but I
They
highly.
might make a Green Lantern show.
They could, but I really do you think you could do that on a TV budget? It's so much effects.
That's true. Anyway, sorry,
Yeah.
I just realized that was one that we didn't mention.
Yeah. No, I
'Cause we have,
agree.
yeah.
And I mean, there's a group of people out there that are pulling for Diggle to become Green Lantern, which I think
Oh,
could be
that would be
pretty cool.
cool.
Yeah. So we'll see if maybe they go that direction. Who knows? But okay. So the next thing I wanted to mention that I thought was really fun is the Arrow crossover. You know, the big moment where you see Arrow come.
I loved it.
Me too. And the fact that he like gave Flash his name and everything was really fun, and you know, it was like a little silly, but like as an Arrow fan, it was like so cool.
Though I did not, because in the Arrow episode, he gets a call from Barry,
Yes.
but the way that the episodes were
Airing.
aired, it
Yeah.
came, it didn't really make, did it, I don't know, does the order really
Yeah.
make
No,
sense?
the order is backwards. They probably didn't think they probably didn't know how they were gonna air the episodes when they came up with that idea.
I think it would have been more interesting. Like, I'm sure some people, a few, but some people had no idea that Flash was on.
Yeah.
So they would, like, it would be cool to go to start watching Arrow, and then you get that phone
Yeah.
call, and then, like, the next episode is an episode of Flash.
Yeah.
Like,
I'm
that was.
actually pretty surprised that the two shows don't air back to back in general.
I would have liked that too,
Yeah.
actually.
But I do know that we are gonna get a few like big crossover events, like 2-hour events coming up, which
So
will be
excited.
super. I mean, also the phone call thing, even though it did air out of order, really brought me back to Buffy and Angel, where they'd have like, oh, Buffy gets called in this episode of Buffy, and then he goes over to Angel in the Angel episode, and I was like,
Yeah, no, I
oh,
missed that
so
too. I missed that
old-fashioned and awesome.
too. So 90s.
Yes. And then okay, so then my final big pro for this is the cliffhanger.
Yeah, what was that guy's name again?
Harrison Wells. I had to like look it
Harrison
up. I
Wells.
kept forgetting what it was too. Yeah, so what do you think about that? I actually Harrison Wells is a big pro that I forgot to put down here. I thought he was really great.
Oh, I liked his character, but I don't know much about him. Is he in the
Yeah.
comic books?
I don't think so. I'm not gonna say no because I don't know Flash as well as I should, but as far as I know, I'm pretty sure he's new. And so yeah, so it was for even for a comic fan, it was a big twist for me at the end when he ended up being. I mean, it kind of shows that he's a villain, right? And he knows stuff about the future. Also, I was really happy when he looked at. So you reveal the whole thing where he's like looking at this newspaper from the future. He knows about what happens to Flash. Flash is missing in this big crisis. Crisis is also a big comic book nod because DC always has these things called like they have like Infinite Crisis, Identity Crisis, Crisis on Infinite Earths. All these big things where they have crises. So that's a big thing, and so it's also the reveal that they're going to do time travel stuff, I think, is cool. Especially to talk about that in the pilot means that I think it's going to be a big deal. And then another thing that I really liked is in the picture on the newspaper, Flash has a slightly different costume. I don't know if you picked up on that, but
Oh.
the costume
Is that a
looks.
continuity error, or do you think
No,
his
I think
costume's
his
gonna
costume's
change?
going to change, and it looks more like the comic book costume than the current costume. And I was like, yeah, baby.
One more time, babe.
I can't
Yeah,
do that again.
baby.
No, but I thought Harrison Wells did a really good job acting, so I was pretty happy
I
with
did
that.
too. I
Yeah.
did too. No, I'm excited to see where the show's gonna go, and definitely better done than Arrow started out as,
Yeah.
and
Well, what
I'm
did you
really
th
excited for the crossovers.
Me too. What did you think of the villain?
That was the one thing I didn't really love.
Yeah, it kind of revealed. I mean, these are the same people who worked on Arrow, and they have trouble with some of the smaller villains. When it's not like a Deathstroke or it's just like a one-off person, they don't do always do the best job. But
Yeah, no, I didn't.
also, I mean, this guy, I don't remember if they said in the episode that he's the Weather Wizard. Probably not. They probably didn't
I don't
say
know.
it.
They couldn't have picked a better first villain. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, the other thing is that the Weather Wizard is actually kind of a fun villain that is nothing like the way they showed him here, so I was kind of bummed about that. But his brother is still around and will probably show up, so maybe his brother will redeem the Weather Wizard. But yeah, no, they should have picked a better first villain. I also, my other big con is the opening 5 minutes or so. The whole thing about like him as a little kid and the whole scene with his parents coming home and everything was just like so like exactly like what you expect, stereotypical, like, "Oh, ho, he got in a fight. Oh, ho, good job, blah."
Yeah, it was very cliche.
Yeah.
I agree.
Wasn't, and I just, yeah, I wasn't a fan of that.
It was very cliche in every sense. It was cliche with the fight. It was cliche about one of his parents or both of his parents die or whatever.
Yeah.
It happens with every superhero.
I did think I do at least appreciate the twist of I think it is a little bit different that his dad gets imprisoned for the murder of his mom, you know? I do like that and that his dad is played by the guy who played Flash in the 90s TV show.
I actually did know that because someone mentioned that, and I went and I saw the opening sequence for the
Yeah,
old
yeah. Isn't that
Flash,
fun?
Dawson's dad and Dawson's
Oh my
sister.
god, you're right. I forgot that. Oh my god, it's hilarious. Oh no, he died in that Dawson's Creek. Maybe he'll die here too.
Yeah, because obviously they're looking at Dawson's Creek as material.
Clearly. All right, let's get into Arrow. We
Oh
have
my
to
God, yes. I
yes,
love this
the
episode. It might
calm.
be like one of my favorite Arrow episodes of all time.
It was a lot of fun. Oh wait, before we moved to Arrow, we didn't grade Flash.
I would say B plus.
Yeah, actually, that's exactly what I would say too. Very, very solid pilot, but still a little silly and cheesy here and there, so.
Okay, so Arrow time,
Yeah.
favorite time. Definitely not gonna be calm about it.
All right, so I mean, I have my pros and cons here, but I know you don't completely agree with everything I'm gonna say.
I definitely agree with all your pros, so we can
Okay.
start with those.
All right, starting with Alicity.
Definitely a pro for me. Definitely love that whole thing. I think they have so much chemistry. Oh God, they have so he has more chemistry with her than any of the other female love interests, like all 1,000 that he's had. Ten, like as if
Yeah.
1,000 is a number, but it's not.
Yeah.
I love.
She's
It
so
felt
good.
maybe a little bit rushed because in the last season, yeah, I mean, we got that whole like fake kind of not fake I love you and
Yeah.
all the Diggle always telling him like, oh, she likes you, and he's like, nah,
Yeah.
she doesn't, like all those, like, yeah, I got that, but all of a sudden he went from like kind of being oblivious to, oh, I do love her, like, so it
Yeah.
was like, I thought something bigger would happen for him to realize he loved her, like maybe
Yeah.
she like risks her life for him at one point. Not like actually ends up dying, but like does something big. I don't
Yeah.
know.
No, I agree. I it is rushed, and so like I wrote a tweet about the whole Alicity thing, and the thing is like I agree. They definitely have chemistry, and they do a really good job together. And I mean, in general, Felicity is great in these kinds of scenes. My issues with it are that he just didn't seem into her in the other season. And like, I'm fine with them sort of changing that. I'm okay with him now being into her, but I don't think that you're. I feel like it was a change. Them deciding, okay, now we're gonna make him like her. In the first season, he definitely didn't seem like he liked her. And last season, he was just like going around with Sarah all the time. You know.
He was going around with Sarah, but I think, I don't know, in that last episode when he said that he loved her, but then it was all an act.
Yeah.
When he said it, though, I mean, I think
Yeah.
that's really good acting, but like it's good acting when he's supposed to be acting in while acting. I
Yeah.
think that's really good acting. But when he said it, and even though it was fake, it felt really real.
Yeah.
Like I actually thought, I was like, I don't care if it's fake, he loves her. Like I can tell from the way he said that.
Yeah.
And that's why it was so believable.
Yeah.
So I mean, yeah, maybe it was rushed, but overall I'm so happy about it, I don't care.
Yeah. And I will say my only other thing is that I do feel like it really brought up a thing that we get in so many superhero movies about the whole thing about like it gets annoying having the hero be like, I can't be with you because I'm a hero. Ah, like
Yeah, that is kind of cliche.
yeah,
It's
it's
so Spider-Man and
yeah.
Batman and all the
Yeah. And the thing is
superheroes.
like I think they did it well, but it's still the cliche and that can be annoying. But I
Also,
okay, but I do also want to specifically point out I really loved the lines that Felicity had during the date where she was talking about how she's already seen him shirtless and she like just keeps babbling about it. She's just like shirtless all the time.
yeah, girl, I'm totally with you. Watching him shirtless too. But I thought it was cute, and okay, I'm such a hopeless romantic, okay, guys? So, like, the part where he was like, "Do you like Italian food?" And she's like, "We're working," and he's like, "Yeah, I'm multitasking," or whatever he said.
Yeah, that's what
And
he
I was
said.
like, that was kind of cute. Like, that was very Ollie and Felicity, I thought that was
No,
cute.
I think they're really strong together, and I am willing to look over the sort of cliche hero stuff because of their chemistry. This sort of leads into my next point, which is I actually really like the introduction of Ray Palmer. But between Ray Palmer and sort of stills that we've seen from upcoming Flash episodes, it is gonna get kind of crazy. It sounds like Felicity is just up with everybody. Like, because I'm pretty sure in the Flash promos they show Felicity and Flash together, and then I've also heard Ray Palmer and her sort of have a thing. So it's like a lot of crazy shit going on.
I don't know. I think it's more like Ollie is her true love, but then because she can't be, he can't be with her. She's like gonna be with like mediocre loves until then, kind of a
Well,
thing.
you know what I think is for me is really funny is so in the show Chuck, the guy who so there's Chuck and Sarah are supposed to be together the whole time. You should watch the show, you'd like it. And people got really annoyed when Sarah ended up with the guy who plays Ray Palmer. And everybody hated him. They're like, why is she with him? And now I think Felicity's gonna end up with him, and people are gonna be really annoyed.
Oh.
Also, did you catch that that's the guy who played Superman in Superman Returns?
Yeah, no, I do know that, and I know that he has a really big penis.
Oh my god, I forgot I knew that. Oh boy.
Didn't they have to like Photoshop his penis to make it smaller or something? Yeah.
Well, you know, Ray Palmer becomes the Atom, so he can make himself smaller.
That's if he needs to, right? Isn't he also gay? The actor's gay?
Is he? I didn't know that.
I thought he was.
I could get it, but I hadn't heard that. What did you
Anyway,
think of the character?
I liked him. I think I liked him. Yeah, I liked him. I didn't love him, but I liked him.
I liked two things. I
Okay.
liked his interaction with Felicity and how she like hacked him back, and I thought that was fun. And then I also like the introduction. I thought it was really fun nod to comic book fans that he wants to change the name of Starling City to Star City because in the comics it's called Star City, and everybody was mad when they made it Starling City.
Well, now comic book geeks will enjoy that.
So, what did you think with the whole Diggle storyline?
I don't. Okay, there's one thing I don't understand. So, okay, he had a baby. Adorable. I love kids. And then at the hospital, he said, "You were right." When I saw her, whatever, things changed. So, does that mean that Arrow was right, so he's not gonna put himself in danger anymore?
Right now, yes, that's what he's saying. Something has to happen, though, right? That can't stay that way.
Yeah, so I'm gonna guess that maybe the lady's gonna die.
But he still has the kid, and then the kid only has one parent. Unless the baby dies, or they leave him, or something.
Aw, let's not kill the baby.
I don't know. I don't know what you do in this situation, unless he
Well,
just be.
actually, I watch another show where the one of the dad, well, actually, it's a gay couple. One of them dies, so he's left alone with the kid. But anyway.
Well, okay, so this is gonna lead into a con that I have, so I'm just gonna jump to that and then we can come back. Is that in general, and this is an issue that I have with Arrow in general, is that I feel like it has too many characters. And I know that there have been other shows that have had lots and lots of characters,
Lost.
but the thing is that I don't feel like I think there's a lot of characters that don't really have a point and they're just like around. And some of them have been giving points over time, but like I don't understand what Roy has to do. Like what is his personality and what is his arc gonna be? Like he looks cool in the new costume and I think that's fun, but why is he there? There's so many sidekicks. Diggle now, I don't know what his like I like Diggle a lot, but like what is he gonna do? Lance, again, I love Lance, but what is he supposed to do? Now he's like out of commission, he's just hanging around. Until this episode, all of last season, I go, what's the point of Laurel? What the hell is she doing on the show? She's not doing anything, you know. And even last season, I was like, what's Thea doing? Until the very end, now they're doing stuff with Thea. But And it's just there's a lot of side
Well,
people.
Roy had a storyline,
Yeah, Roy,
a
and I
big
think it's,
one.
I thought Roy's storyline last season was pretty good. It's just that now he's separated
Well, I
from
think they're
Thea.
taking it kind of slow. I think the reason he's staying is 'cause he has nowhere to go. Thea left. He doesn't have family. So
Yeah.
he's, you know, that's why his face is always serious. I mean, did we even hear him talk in the show, really?
He said
Like,
like two
hardly.
sentences, yeah. I mean,
So I think he's depressed.
he was a fun sidekick, but I feel like I need more from him,
Yeah, and I think we will.
especially because I'm just like, why do we need him when we have Diggle? Diggle is better than he is, and a better actor and a better character. So like, how many sidekicks does one guy need? Like, especially like if Laurel becomes a sidekick too, if Thea comes back and becomes a sidekick, how many sidekicks is he gonna have?
Well, I would like for not everybody. I kind of prefer not everybody to know that he's, you
Yeah.
know, the Green Arrow. And I think they should. Well, what's his name? Malcolm? No, Mal.
Malcolm Merlin, yeah.
Yeah, Merlin. He knows that Ollie's the Green Arrow, right?
Right now, the only person who doesn't know is Lance. Is
Thea. Wait, Thea doesn't know.
Oh wait, does no, she does. Deathstroke told
No,
her.
Thea thinks Roy is, 'cause she found the arrows with Roy's place.
No. Remember, Deathstroke literally came out and told her about Ollie. I'm pretty sure.
No, because they went. No, Deathstroke said that, and then he went to Ollie and said, "Oh, I told her everything," and Ollie thought it was that, but it was a different secret. I forget. Oh, that she's that that's her dad wasn't actually her dad. That was
Yeah.
the secret.
Okay, so she
No.
still doesn't know?
She doesn't know. No, she found the arrows. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe our viewers can say it,
Yeah,
but I'm
please tell us, 'cause
roughly.
I've lost track of what's happening at that.
I'm about 85% sure that she doesn't
But
know, 'cause she found.
how would that be possible if she's with Malcolm and Malcolm knows?
Well, now I'm saying maybe she knows now because
Yeah.
Malcolm knows, but she didn't know before
Yeah.
Merlin knew, because that was the whole point. He thought that she had that told her about him being Green Arrow, but it was actually
Yeah.
that her dad wasn't her dad.
Yeah. All right. Well, as far as all these characters go, what do you think about the whole Lance thing? Because I thought the storyline was good, but like, what do you do with Lance from now on?
Yeah, I don't know. First of all, I just want to say I don't really feel like the show has too many characters. And the thing is, maybe it does, but it also somehow gives enough time for most of the characters. Like, yeah, maybe they've slowed down on Roy's storyline right now,
Yeah.
but that's okay because he was the main part of the storyline right before. So I think it's fine to put different people in front and put others to the side and then switch them around for different storylines, because it becomes too much when every single character has a huge storyline at the same
Oh
time.
no, I definitely agree with that. I see where you're coming from. I'm just more saying I don't know what their like function in the show is if they're just like sidekicks, and especially
I think
someone
this is the
like.
first time in the show where they don't really have a function.
Yeah.
Like, so I'm just gonna, like, this is last season they all had functions.
Well, last season I didn't feel like Laurel had a function,
Okay,
but
Laurel hasn't had a function ever. Okay, she's my least favorite character and I really don't like
well,
her.
she's
But
about to get a big function.
yeah,
Yeah.
she's gonna take over, isn't
Yeah,
she?
she
Yeah.
definitely is. So, actually, do you want to just skip to that and talk about Sarah's death?
Oh my God, that was actually. Did you know it was gonna happen?
No, I had no idea.
I'm surprised it wasn't leaked anywhere,
Yeah, no, I
which
had
I'm
no
really
idea.
happy about. I love when you don't know these things.
Yeah. So I have a lot to say about Sarah's death.
Okay, you go first.
Okay. So, A, I think the scene itself was really, really well done. I think it was like totally shocking, really intense, really scary, really upsetting, and it also, I mean, I've been saying since season one, Laurel is useless. Now Laurel's motivated to do something. For all of last season, I was like, you need to either keep Sarah or Laurel. You cannot keep both of them. They doesn't make sense to have both of them. I'm okay with now the rise of Laurel, especially I think Laurel was a lot better in this episode in general. But my only issue with Sarah's death is that Sarah was a very strong female character, and I kind of wish she went out fighting instead of just being killed.
Though I do agree with that, I think it makes it more shocking that she didn't,
Yeah.
which I think makes it more interesting and more
Yeah.
intriguing, the fact that she is a strong character and we've
Yeah.
always seen her kicking ass.
Yeah.
If such a strong character can die in 5 seconds, like imagine like what great danger is coming. I
Yeah.
think that's how I saw it, as like no one's kidding around anymore. Like
Yeah.
we killed what, the second strongest character on the
Yeah,
show.
definitely. I'd say the second strongest.
So anything can happen, and I think that set up the mood for the rest of the season. We're no longer dealing with, small, stupid villains. We're dealing with someone big,
Yeah.
aka Ra's al Ghul,
Okay,
but
so do you assume that it's Ra's al Ghul that killed her? Because I have an out-of-the-box theory.
I have no idea.
Yeah.
What's your theory?
My theory is pretty crazy, but I'm
Oh God,
sticking to
okay.
it. I think Thea killed her.
Thea?
Yeah,
Who did Thea become?
I think Thea is becoming a new character that they decided to go in a different direction. Merlin trained her and brainwashed her or whatever, and Thea killed Sarah.
Because her, what did she say when she, what are you doing here? That's what she said, right?
Yeah.
So, like, her initial react, the thing is, I think she's too fast to just sit there and be like,
Yeah.
what are you, like, someone really dangerous?
Yeah. Well, the thing is, I don't know who else it would be because it's I don't think it was just Merlin because that seems too obvious, and I don't think it was Ra's al Ghul because I don't think Ra's al Ghul would use arrows.
Yeah, that's another thing. I don't think,
Yeah.
also, I don't really see it as, yeah, I don't see it as Ra's al Ghul's style to kill that
Yeah.
way.
And a lot of people talked about I was talking with friends, and a lot of people were like, if it was Ra's al Ghul, he could have just killed her before she left. Also, so there's the whole mystery, the fact that she a lot of people complained about the fact that she just showed up really quickly at the end and then was immediately killed, and it just felt like really shoehorned in that she left last season and then immediately came back and then was killed.
Well, because she came back for a reason,
Yes,
right? And we don't know what it
and
is.
that's what I think is interesting, the mystery of not knowing why she was killed, why she came back, what she was gonna tell them. It really sets up the season, so I think that that's cool. And we could get into, I don't know if you want to, but we could get into a bigger discussion about the fact that they, it's a trope in comic books that a lot of people have issues with of brutally killing off female characters and not letting them fight back. And I don't know how much that bothers you, but to
Well, the way
me,
they killed his mom was kind of brutal, right?
yeah. And the thing is, but to me, it's usually people have issue with it because is because they kill off the female character in order to motivate the male character, and here they're motivating Laurel, so it's already a sort of different. And then,
Well, they're motivating Laurel, but they're also motivating, I think, Ollie.
yeah, they're motivating everyone, really.
Yeah, and oh, the dad, Lance,
Yeah. Oh,
will be
yeah,
motivated.
definitely. Yeah, it's motivating everybody, and it's also just setting up the whole season. And also, especially if my theory turned out to be right, it would be a woman killing a woman to motivate a woman. In which case, I don't really have an issue with
And
that.
also, like, Ollie having to kill his sister. That would be the.
Oh, that would be pretty crazy.
That would be something I don't think any show has ever. Like, I can't think of one. Except if you're talking about, like, Game of Thrones. But other than that, I can't think of something. But that actually, your theory is not that crazy.
Yeah, I think it would be cool. I'd rather see that than see her come back as a sidekick.
No, because if she was actually going to be good, she wouldn't have stayed with him.
Yeah.
I mean, it's been a while, and she's with
Yeah.
Merlin the whole time.
Yeah.
Though when Sarah died, when I saw that, I'm like, damn, Ollie and Felicity will never be together now.
Oh,
That's,
that's a good point.
ugh, I'm like, oh, he's never gonna agree to be with her because she's gonna put her in danger.
Yeah.
Also, like, your ex-girlfriend died. Like, when your ex-girlfriend dies, you don't think about any possible new girlfriends, and
Yeah.
like, that's the end. And they're not gonna. So that's the thing. I felt like they kissed, which, oh my God, I just want to say that kiss had more chemistry than like almost any other kiss I've like when I don't know. Sorry, I'm babbling, I know I am. But that kiss had so much chemistry and it was so bad because I know they're not gonna kiss again for a very, very, very long time. He's also kind of a dick. I mean, is it just me? I want a guy's perspective on this, but she was like, you can't just play around with me. He's like, I'm not playing around with you, and he kissed her. I'm
Yeah.
like, that's the definition of head over head. What are you doing?
He doesn't know what the heck he's doing. He's an idiot.
I mean, like, if Sarah
It's,
didn't die, I'd probably have
you
sex
know,
with Sarah in an
yeah.
episode.
He's not trying to be a dick, but he is being a dick.
I felt really bad for
Yeah.
her because, I don't know.
Yeah.
Also, the whole idea of not being with the person because it's putting them in danger or whatever is really
Yeah.
stupid
Yeah.
because she's already associated with him. People know that she works for him. People
Yeah.
know, like, she's already in all these really dangerous. Like, how many times has she
Yeah.
almost died? A lot
Yeah.
of times. So the difference isn't going to be that much greater
Yeah. No,
if
so the
she's
thing
with
is
him.
that it's doing the trope, but it makes less sense here because it's like When it's Mary Jane and Spider-Man, he's doing it because he doesn't want people, like, nobody knows that they have a connection already, right? And she doesn't know he's Spider-Man. But she already knows and works with Ollie and helps him do these things. So it literally makes no sense, because she's already in danger. If he really didn't want her in danger, he would fire her.
Exactly. He
Yeah.
didn't want to just be like, stay away from me and
In
don't.
fact, he fires Diggle, but not her. Well, okay, he doesn't fire. He says Diggle can't be in the field, so I guess that makes sense.
Well, because
But
Diggle has a kid, maybe.
yeah, but
But still, it's kind of. No, it really doesn't make sense to me.
yeah.
I think he's just trying to find an excuse not to be with her.
I think the show is trying to find an excuse for
Yeah,
not
okay, well, the show, yeah, the
to.
writers.
Yeah.
So they can make this. Because they made all the fans happy with that kiss, but then
Yeah.
they make the fans want to stay longer because they're not going to be together for a really, really long
Yeah.
time.
Season 12.
Season 12, the second kiss.
All right, so we should talk about some other things. What do you think of the villain, the new Count Vertigo?
I liked
Yeah,
him.
me too. I mean, definitely just like a side villain, but he was well acted.
He was a very well acted. I know that actor, and
Yeah.
I love his Russian accent or his Soviet Eastern European. I'm not really sure.
Yep.
And I really so I sent you this article earlier, Dan, about how it was kind of like Scarecrow, which I guess the writers didn't do on purpose, supposedly. I mean, who knows?
Yeah.
But that they were trying to do their own thing. They wanted Oliver's biggest fear to be himself, and they
Yeah.
wanted to show it to the audience, and that was the best way to show it. Because I mean, it kind of makes sense. What are they
Yeah.
gonna do? Just have Oliver be like, "I'm afraid to be myself." Like that would have been so
Yeah.
weird. So this was like the best way to do it
Yeah.
without looking cheesy, I think. But still, it was really like the being the Scarecrow from the Batman Begins, which
Definitely.
I actually don't really care. I
Yeah.
mean, I don't mind. I liked it. I
Yeah.
thought it was interesting.
Yeah, no, I
I
thought it
wish
was
I could
good.
see more of that drug being used, actually. I would like to know what other people's fears are.
I have a feeling that character will come back and do more things in the future.
Yeah, no,
Yeah.
I hope so. I really liked him.
Yeah.
He's a good minor villain. I like
Yeah.
good minor villains, so.
So getting to a few more of my cons, the flashbacks felt unnecessary in this
That's the one
episode.
thing I agreed. The
Yeah.
flashbacks had absolutely no purpose. I don't the only thing we learned is that he's being held hostage in Hong Kong and the guy can't let him leave because they'll kill his family.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. What else? Like, you could have had something. Usually the flashbacks are really interesting on the show.
Yeah.
Like, we learned something new,
Yeah.
but there was nothing
Yeah.
remotely even like relevant, either his present life or
Yeah.
his past. Nothing was
Yeah.
happening.
It just was dull for me. And I think it's like I am at least interested that he's off the island and where they can go with that, but where they went with it this week was just kind of nothing.
If I were Oliver Queen and I was being held hostage and I was running around the city, obviously you can't hide anywhere. I think it's really stupid to run quietly.
Yeah.
I would literally run through the city and yell, "I'm Oliver Queen," like as loud as possible and
I'm
hoping
being
they
held hostage. Somebody
Yes,
help
I'm being
me.
held hostage. I'm from this city and just keep on yelling this phrase
Yeah.
over and over again. Someone would understand English and
Yeah.
it's not like you're some random dude from
Yeah.
nowhere. Like I'm gonna be like, okay, it's not like his name is John Smith. Like he's a rich dude
Yeah.
according to the storyline. Like he's well known, his family's well known.
Yep.
Someone's gonna recognize that name or
Yep.
be like, oh, that's an interesting name. I Google it. I don't know. Like I know
Yeah.
it's a stupid thing to focus on, but it's just one of those things that
Yeah.
shows, I don't
All right, so I have a few other nitpicks, but I'm just gonna say one more and then I think we can move on from Arrow. And that's just that I don't understand why Felicity is working at like Best Buy or something. She has like with like a recommendation from Oliver and all of her skills and all that, like how is she not working somewhere that isn't Best
know. I think it's because, okay, this is my interpretation.
Yeah.
She works at a pretty, I don't want to say stupid job. I don't
Yeah.
want to insult anyone,
Yeah.
but she works at a,
A
it's pretty
smaller
low
job.
maintenance. It's
Low.
low
Yeah.
maintenance, right? Like she goes into the work and she leaves work. That's her job. And she knows that she kind of has this other job where she's constantly helping Team Oliver,
Yeah.
where she needs to focus on that. If she were to take a job like she used to work at
Yeah, Queen
for Oliver's,
Consolidated.
yeah, then she wouldn't really have the time and the ability to randomly just disappear from work and be like, "Hey, I'm gonna help Oliver."
Yeah. No, that
That's
makes
how
sense.
I kind of interpret it, 'cause I don't know, but I think it's possibly just something that the writers don't really care about, and they thought it would be funny to have her work at a Best Buy.
Yeah. You have anything? Oh, we should grade the episode.
I would give it an A.
I would give it an A minus. I thought it was a lot of fun, very strong premiere, a lot of cool stuff. Love the cliffhanger, but just a little bit nitpicks here and there.
A because the nitpicks weren't as even close as how much I love this episode. Anyway, enough with Arrow. We talked a lot
Yes.
about Arrow.
Yeah, we did. All right, so we're gonna talk way less about Gotham and Shield. So this week's
So,
Gotham is the Balloon Man.
that was the scariest part of the episode, Dan, how you said that, because that was the only thing that was scary. Okay, let's just quickly go over, okay, what you liked, your 4 points.
Yeah, I don't have a lot. I have a lot more negatives.
Really?
Did
Okay.
you look at my negatives? They're like really intense. It makes it sound like I hated
Yeah. Okay, so
it.
tell me what you liked, and then I'll
Yeah.
disagree with you.
Okay. So I liked the idea of the vigilante villain, especially for like in the fact that how like it could inspire Batman, or just showing like the city is so corrupt, someone wants to do something about it, but they just go in the wrong way about it. That sort of worked for me. The villain himself was kind of a bit not that awesome, but I don't know, the visual of the balloon was okay. It's a fun show. I like some of the Bruce stuff. It's enjoyable to watch. I like Selina. I like a lot of the acting. I liked Maroni. I didn't write that down. I thought Maroni was cool. But I have a lot more cons, so should I get into
You did. Okay,
that?
so I think it's a fun show.
Yeah.
I like the idea of the vigilante villain. I think they specifically did this to inspire Bruce, and they made
Yeah.
it really obvious that was the
Yeah,
reason.
they did.
Which is, I think that's like one of the problems with the show, is that they
Yeah.
make things super obvious, which I wish they didn't.
Yeah, I wrote not subtle, and I specifically highlighted the opening with the Penguin when he comes back to Gotham and he sees a hooker, a drug dealer, little kids being like abused, a cop being paid off, all within like 6 seconds. And I'm just
Or the
like,
fact that he orders a tuna fish sandwich,
yeah,
sorry.
oh yeah. Yeah, he's just like, and it's so not subtle. And it's like, who will save us? And Bruce is like, I'll save them.
That too well. But no, I agree about those it not being subtle.
Yeah.
Even though I like the whole idea of the vigilante, I did not like the way the villain, like, though I understand making your villains suffer,
Yeah.
making the bad guy suffer, but there wasn't any other way to do that. Like maybe, like, I don't know. I understand that they were trying to make it a really weird way,
Yeah.
but I think they made it way too weird.
Here's the thing. For me, the only reason it made sense to do the balloon thing, aside from just being wacky, was that it puts them on display. It makes it very public that everybody sees this guy stink, this guy is bad, don't be like him or you'll be in a balloon too. I mean,
That's true. I didn't think about it
yeah.
that way. Yeah.
But it is pretty silly. I'm not gonna disagree with you.
Question I want to
Yeah.
ask. Who I know that we're the whole point was that we're just not, the whole point was that it's not supposed to matter who the fourth person was.
Yeah.
But I mean, who do you think it
I
was?
assumed it was the mayor. Okay, here's the other thing. The whole episode, I was like, oh, at the end of this episode, he'll find out that Gordon killed the Penguin and go after Gordon. Wouldn't that have made sense?
Yeah. I think maybe Gordon was afraid that that was going to happen to him.
Yeah, I thought I would have, especially the way they were setting up the episode with like Major Crimes Unit like talking to him about it and everything. I was like, oh, of course, they're gonna think Gordon's bad and go after Gordon. And that will like prove that like vigilantism is bad because you don't always get it right or whatever. But no, they didn't even do that. Instead, they had the ridiculous thing of Gordon jumping onto him and trying to drag him down because Bullock put him in the balloon, and then them falling from like way high up in the air onto a truck and not being hurt.
Yeah. See, actually, I like this episode, but everything minus the actual plot. And I know it doesn't really make sense.
The tone you like.
I like the tone, and I
Yeah.
actually like the characters for the
Yeah.
most part, but I just didn't like, the problem and the
Yeah.
solution. But I
Oh,
like the
wait. Oh, I had
characters.
another pro I forgot to write down. I like the
Ooh.
cliffhanger. I
Yeah.
thought the
Actually, that's
cliffhanger
probably
was
my
good.
favorite part of the
Yeah,
episode was
me
the
too.
cliffhanger.
Yeah. Okay, but I do want to talk about the penguin because I think the penguin as an actor is great. But it's getting a bit much for me when he just like kills someone every scene that he's in, and it's like, oh, I want this guy's shoes killed. Oh, I don't like this guy killed.
But isn't the actual penguin supposed to be weird and like crazy like that too?
I mean, it depends on the version you're talking about. A lot of the one of the biggest versions is like a very smart, even-tempered businessman, and I don't see
I guess
this.
I was looking at
Yeah.
the Tim Burton
The
version.
Tim Burton version's pretty out there. Well,
So yeah.
it's just for me, even though I think the actor's doing a great job, I have trouble getting invested in watching the Penguin when it's literally just, I'm a psycho who kills everyone.
He kills everyone and keeps talking about this war that's brewing.
Yeah. And then I think Fish is getting stupider with every episode. She just like is being so risky, and like the fact that Falcone hasn't just already murdered her is ridiculous at this point to me.
I think, 'cause isn't Falcon kind of like her?
Well, you mean like her, like her?
Yeah.
Oh, shipping, ship, fish cone for
What?
fish cone,
What? Fish cone? What is that? Oh,
fishing
fish
Falcone.
cone. Oh, I thought you
Oh
were making like a penguin joke.
man,
Fish
no.
cone.
Let's talk about how terrible Barbara is.
Yeah, that's the one thing I think we can both agree on is
Yeah,
how terrible Barbara
she's like
is.
never dressed. Put on your clothing, like.
That's what I hate about
Yeah.
this her character. She's just supposed to be the attractive woman. That's it.
She's attractive and she just sits around smoking pot all day, apparently.
I thought it was a cigarette. She was smoking pot?
No, she's smoking pot. They mentioned, because,
Oh, right, Joan. When she comes in that late. What's her
yeah.
name?
What's her name? Montoya.
Yeah, Montoya comes in and says, "Is that what you do?
Get
Like,
high all
wants the
day.
rest to be at high all
Yeah.
day."
Well, I don't. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe she was just making making an assumption, and maybe it was a cigarette. But it seemed like it was supposed to actually be pot, which it
Does she
didn't.
work? Does Barbara work?
She supposedly has like a gallery, like an art gallery. Also, they live in a watchtower, like a clock tower, which I know is like a Birds of Prey reference, but it seems really stupid. And there's always a fire in their house, and I don't know why. And I don't like those. I don't like her.
Wait, when was there a fire? I'm
There's every single scene that has Barbara and Gordon together talking, there's a
Oh, the
massive
fire
fire in the
place.
fireplace right behind.
Yeah, I think it's supposed to set the
Yeah,
mood.
well, yeah, a
Set
saucy mood.
the mood. Actually, the more I talk to you, the less I like this
I
episode.
don't know. It's just also like it's getting pretty formulaic. I'm gonna move on. I don't know.
Let's
How would you
see.
grade it?
I'm gonna make sure I don't miss anything. I liked Alfred more this episode.
I did too. I thought Alfred was good.
I actually liked Alfred and Batman,
Yeah.
Bruce Wayne stuff. I
Yeah,
thought they
my
were.
only thing about Alfred and Bruce is I hope that it's not like literally every episode they're in that one living room talking.
Okay, Dan, it's been two
Yeah,
episodes,
I know.
and
I'm just saying I hope it doesn't stay that way.
actually, it's been three episodes
Yeah.
of tension, but still, yeah, no, I
Yeah.
agree.
No, it's just like literally, it's fine if it changes from here, but if it ends up being a show where every week someone talks to Fish at her stupid nightclub, and then Bruce is brooding in the Wayne Manor, and and they talk to
And then
Nigma,
Penguin's killing random people for
yeah,
no reason.
no, it
No,
needs.
but I feel like the show's gonna get better when they start introducing the Arkham stuff,
Yeah,
honestly.
and I think that's next. Is next week Arkham? I think it
Yeah,
might be.
next week's episode's called Arkham.
Okay, so I'm excited about that. And I'm excited for Zaz. I think Zaz will be cool.
Yeah, I think maybe just the show. I don't know. When usually when shows like this start, they do stupid stuff in the
Yeah.
beginning.
All right, so I'm giving this episode a B minus, maybe a C plus.
Wow, that bad?
I don't know.
Yeah, I would
I
give
still
it
I
a.
it doesn't mean I hate the show. Like I still think the show is fun, but I had a lot of issues with this episode.
I would give it a B-B plus.
Okay. All right. Shield, on the other hand, I really liked
Shield,
this week.
yeah, finally an episode I like.
Nice. I was so happy because I was watching it and I was like, oh man, I love this. If Nari doesn't like this, I'm gonna be sad. And
I liked it a lot,
that's good.
actually.
I wonder if you can think of more cons.
I agree with your con. We'll talk
Okay.
about that, but
But as
yeah.
far as pros go, Fitz
Yeah.
is awesome. His scene with Ward was awesome.
I love Ward. He's
I love
awesome.
Ward
He's
too.
so hot with his beard.
I was actually gonna ask you whether you thought he looked better or worse with the beard.
I think he looks better and he looks more evil.
Yeah, he does.
Okay, so the part where he was talking to Skye, and she's like, and he's like, "You believe me, right?" or something, and she's like, "Yeah, I know you're telling me the truth, I just don't know why."
Yeah.
I thought he was gonna be like, rather than say like, "Oh, your dad's alive," I thought he
Yeah.
was gonna be like, "Because I love you." Like, that's what I was.
I think that's implied too, though.
Yeah, that's what I was
Yeah.
expecting. And when that happened, I'm like, well, now we know how Ward's gonna get out of that cell,
Yeah.
because Skye's gonna get him out.
Yep.
And I'm kind of, a part of me's hoping that, I don't know, they had so much chemistry in season one.
Yeah.
Ugh, anyway,
I
sorry.
have no idea what to think. I honestly, I love Ward where he is right now, but I have no idea how where they go with him.
That's why it's exciting. I hope they think of something that we're not thinking of.
Yeah, if I don't, I have no idea what they do.
I honestly think the show's gonna end, the season's gonna end with him dying.
I could see that, him sacrificing himself for them. The thing is, okay, so if he redeems himself, he needs to immediately die afterward.
Yeah, that's what I
Yeah.
think. That thing that
Yeah.
because there's no way they're gonna forgive him and like be
Yeah.
like, "Oh, you saved me.
Yeah.
Please come back to Shield." Like, I don't think that's gonna happen.
Did you ever watch Heroes?
No.
Okay, well, I'm just gonna say, so in Heroes season one, there was the villain named Siler, and he was really creepy and so awesome and like the best villain ever. And then people loved him and thought he was attractive, and then he was there forever and was no longer mysterious or cool, and then decided to become a good guy for 1 week, and then had daddy issues the next week, and then, became evil again, and then became good again. And it was terrible because they would never get rid of him because everybody loved him so much. And I
Oh,
don't.
you sound like you're talking about Damon from Vampire Diaries.
It's much worse than that.
Oh.
Damon's handled much better than that. But yeah, no, because the thing is, when Siler started, he was like pure evil. Damon was always like a little bit good.
Well, yeah, Damon was evil, but he always cared about his brother.
Yeah. But yeah, so I don't want Ward to turn into Siler. But I don't know where you can go with him. But while we have him, I love him, and I loved his scene with Fitz. I think Fitz is doing so well, and his anger there, and his frustration, and the actor is just awesome.
No, I agree. I love
Yeah,
Fitz.
and I love Skye now too. I really
I
do.
do love Skye.
Yeah, I
I think
think
she's
he's
my
great.
favorite character.
She's becoming mine. She and Fitz are my two. Well, I love Simmons too. I love a lot of them now. But no, Skye's so good. Her storyline this week, even the Ward stuff was really good. But also, well, also wait, before I move on, I did want to say about Ward that I liked that they pointed out that she outright asked him if he was brainwashed, because a lot of people thought when he first found out he was evil, oh, he's just brainwashed and he'll become good. But like, they quashed that idea, which I thought was good.
So he was only doing that because, what's that guy's name? The
Garrett.
guy, Garrett. Yeah,
Yeah.
he was looking up
Yeah.
to him or
And I
whatever.
feel like I
So.
need to rewatch those like that like origin episode, because I don't really remember his motivations that well, but something about
Yeah.
Garrett. So I love Skye's thing this episode, the fact that she took the shot at the end, that she's becoming like a good agent. She's just very likable and doing a good job. And the fact that she like is strong and is able to do these things now, I think has worked really well.
No, I agree. I really like Skye, and she's probably my favorite character.
Yeah. And then Simmons, so we get Simmons back. I love the opening, opening routine day thing with her, with the old-fashioned song
It
playing.
reminded me a little bit of
Yes,
Lost
that's
when they used to. Is
exactly.
that what you were gonna
Yeah,
say?
you can go, though.
Yeah, I was just gonna say it reminds me of Lost when you used to have like, I think that one episode where Juliet wakes up and goes to take something out of
Yeah.
the oven, and then you see that she's actually on an island and the
Yep.
plane crashes and everything.
Yep.
So it kind of felt like that, where she's getting ready, exercising,
Yeah.
putting on her dress, and then she goes into like
The
Hydra
demon head.
headquarters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, Simmons as a undercover agent also is another way of differentiating between the Fitz and Simmons characters, giving her this whole interesting storyline. I mean, especially with someone we know is sort of not very good at the whole espionage thing, leads to a lot of tension, and I think is working pretty well.
I agree with everything you said, but I also think the writers are kind of stupid because I think they thought that we were actually going to question her
Yeah,
allegiance to Shield,
I
where I don't think any single person in this on this earth for any
Yeah.
second thought in the beginning of the episode when she first walked into Hydra that, oh my God, she's
Yeah.
Hydra.
No,
Like,
I agree with you. But it didn't drag that out. They could have dragged that out for like an episode or
yeah,
so.
that's true. They
Yeah.
just it was like 5 minutes, so it
Yeah.
wasn't that bad,
Yeah.
but still, I
No.
thought they were kind of
But
seemed
well,
kind of silly.
it was mostly the promos. If you saw the promos for that episode, they were like, "He's Hydra," and they perfectly cut it to really make it seem like he was Hydra. And I was like, "Nope, he's definitely not." Like they even, you know, like the part where she like comes up with the gun and Coulson is there. It totally makes it look like he's about to kill Coulson and like yeah, no. So that was really funny. But okay, so but this actually leads into my one con, which is I'm still not clear why Simmons left Fitz.
I'm just gonna do one of those make up a story in my head,
Yeah.
and it's because it was too painful for her to be around
Yeah.
Fitz and thought that she had to do something, maybe get, payback for what happened to him and do something rather than just sit around and do nothing.
Yeah. I definitely got a bit of that like, oh, it's too painful, I can't deal with it kind of idea. But I was kind of bummed because when I first saw her working at Hydra, I was like, oh, maybe Hydra has some science that he wants to use that could help her fix Fitz. And that didn't happen, but
Also, I just want to say something about Simmons.
yeah.
Okay, S.H.I.E.L.D.'s supposed to be like this really secretive, you're never like always hiding, it doesn't
Yeah.
anything. But did they actually send Agent, like Agent Coulson went to her house? Like
Yeah.
literally, I think that was a con. Where like, did they actually, like Hydra's pretty, top
Smart.
level bad stuff.
Yeah.
Like, do you honestly think that they're gonna be like, oh, some woman left S.H.I.E.L.D. to come to us, but
Yeah.
we're not gonna check her house
Yeah, no,
anything like that.
that wasn't very believable to me that especially I don't the fact how did she even get in there in the first place? She was working with Coulson. They knew she was working with Coulson. Like, I guess they don't they still don't know that Coulson is the director now, so I guess that's something. But
Yeah, but still, I mean, also it's kind of, I still agree, Coulson shouldn't be like walking around everywhere. I don't know why.
yeah.
None of that scene was really believable to me.
Yeah, no.
Or the
I agree with you.
part where he opened the fridge, or when he opened the fridge and he was like, "You think I wouldn't know?" And I'm like, "Oh, they're gonna make some stupid joke now,
Yeah.
aren't they?" I never thought that he was gonna say, "You think I wouldn't find out that you're Hydra?" No, you think I would've find out that you only have what is it, like Red Bull or something? I forget
Yeah,
what he said.
so he just like had beer and stuff in her fridge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I think that was the only scene in the whole
Yeah.
episode that I didn't like was their
Yeah.
interaction in that kitchen.
I get that. That makes sense to me. Yeah. All right, I'm ready to give a grade. Is there anything else you want? Oh, we didn't talk about Blizzard.
So he's Jack's son from Lost,
Oh,
and
is he? Oh, I missed that. That's cool.
he's Jack's son from Lost. He was the president's son, Scandal. That's a show that's popular. You don't watch, but he died in on Scandal, which is also
Oh.
ABC.
Yep.
So he died on Scandal. Spoiler alert, but it already happened like a season ago. So I'm guessing they brought him onto the
Yep.
show.
And I bet he'll be back. I doubt that he's actually dead.
I just can't really see him as a villain. I don't know.
I thought he was. I mean, I'm just glad that they're continuing to have like actual superpowered villains, especially people that are from the comics. But yeah, no, I get he wasn't like the best villain ever.
I liked his powers.
Yeah.
Okay, I think we're done with Shield, right?
Yep,
I
I'll give.
rated it an A minus.
A minus for me too.
Okay.
Cool, we agree.
Yeah,
We actually agreed on most of these aside from Gotham.
I mean,
Yeah.
Gotham, I agree with a lot of the stuff that you said, but I also just really like the show, so
Yeah.
my mind's, I don't know.
Yeah.
I know I'm being stupid with the grade, but you know what? That's how I feel,
Yeah.
okay? Leave me
That's
alone.
fine. All right.
Okay.
So we went long in this one, but we'll be ironing out the kinks as things go on. If you want to contact us, please do with any comments, criticisms, questions, ideas. You can follow us on Twitter at SSJPod. You can send us an email at smallscreenjustice@gmail.com. You can check out our blog at smallscreenjustice.wordpress.com. And please rate, review, and subscribe to us on iTunes. We would love to hear from you guys, seriously.
Yep, we would love to hear from you, and we look forward to your emails and tweets and all that
Yep.
jazz.
All right.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I'm such a loser, okay? Bye.
Thanks for listening. Bye.